abaku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela kuStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 26 kuNtulikazi 2019 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, umphathintambo wezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe unkosikazi Prisca Mufumira obotshwe izolo uzalala njalo esitokisini namhla ekhangelelwe ukwaziswa ngesicelo sebheyili kusasa. Ngesikhathi ezinye izakhamizi zakoBulawayo zisithi kuxotshwe amakhansila aleli dolobho kubunjwe ikhomishini ezaphatha intambo, sokuvele imbiko ethi isisekelo sombuso asikuvumi lokho.
Kodwa kuliqiniso okuqala yikusiyananzela ukuthi ama-councillors mayekhethwa akhethwa ngabantu kuyindlela yedemokhrasi esiyihloniphayo. Umuntu ukhansila owakhethwayo olokuganga okusegcekeni oyinto engayisiyo loyo khansila sitogangileyo kaphume.
Umthethwandaba we-nomination court namhla wamukele amagama abazancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umeli weMangwe loweGlenview South edalele ephalamende oluza kwenziwa mhla ka-7 ngompandula.
Niwabhodile uMangwe, amawadi amaningi niwafikile, ngaba-explainela engifisa khona ukuthi ningabasebenzela kanjani.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Umphathintambo kahulumende wogatsha lwezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe unkosikazi Prisca Mufumira owetheswa amacala wokusebenzisa imali kahulumende efika phose izigidi ezilikhulu $95 million uzabakwazi kusasa ukuba uzaphiwa na ithuba lokuhlawula imali yesibambiso sebail kumbe ahlale esitokisini okwamalanga angama-21 evalelwe. Intatheli zindaba yethu Gibson Bebe usethulela lolu daba ngugcweleyo eseHarare.
Umufumira obemise phambi kukamantshi unkosikazi Mnamato Mtebetsi uzalala njalo esitokisini okwelanga lesibili emelele ukuzwa isinqumo sebail kusasa ekuseni. Lokhu sokudala imibuzo yokuthi uhulumende engabe sejonge ngempela na ukuqeda inkohlakalo elizweni ngokubopha yingqengubani oyabe edale icala. Kodwa abanye abafana lomnumzana Pascal Madiri bathi kuzafanele uZulu abekezele njalo anikeze ugatha lokucubungula indaba zenkohlakalo olwezakhi isikhathi sokuthi isebenze kuhle ukungabi loyisolayo.
Abantu kumele banike izakhi isikhathi sokuthi iyenze uphenyo lwayo kundaba lezi zobugwelegwela. Awumelanga bajahe izakhi kundaba lezi ngoba esikubona yokuthi izakhi le ikhanya ilamazinyo njalo isiqale ngokubopha uminista. So abantu bengabekezela kancane uphenyo lwenzwe, ngiyabona ukuthi izakhi le ingani ilamazinyo njalo izabamba abaningi ngoba sibona ukuthi uminista sinjani sebotshiwe.
Umufumira iziphathamandla sakuqala ukubotshwa yizakhi ekhokhelwa ngumkamphathintambo wezobudlelwane lomanyano emazweni umnumzana Sibusomoyo kusukela ngenyanga edluleyo lapho yanikezwa amandla okuthi yenelise ukubopha labo abacabangelwa ukuthi kungabe bephula umthetho kungakhathekile ukuthi ngobani. Kusenjalo inhlanganiso ye-Transparency International namhlanje itshengisele phezu obugwelegwele osebuvame kuzisebenzi zekhansili eHarare ezizamukela imali kuzakhamuzi ezigweleda ikhansili imali yamanzi. Lokhu sekwenze ikhansili eHarare ilahlekelwe imali eningi kakhulu ekade ingancedisa ekuqhubeni umsebenzi wayo kahle. Umkhankaso lo uqhutshwe egcekeni leHarare Gardens namhlanje ekuseni usiyafika emini lapho inhlanganiso ye-Transparency International ibukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi ayekele umkhuba wokudiza izisebenzi zekhansili nxa sizevala amanzi. Lokhu kuze ngesikhathi ikhansili eHarare iqhuba uhlelo lokuvalela impompi zamanzi izakhamizi eziyikweledayo. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso leyo unkosikazi Mtshaneta Mpunda uthe izakhamizi kufanele zikhulumisane lekhansili ngendlela abangenisa ukuthi babhadale izikwelede zabo.
Sisenza ama-community meeting yethu sadiscover ukuthi kukhona abantu baya bayabhadala ama bribes anje iste city council engabuya ifuna ukuvala amanzi. So sabe sigcina senze campaign yokuthi ama citizens bekwazi khona hayi ukubhadala i bribe leyo anje awuncedi lutho. Sibakhuthaza ukuthi benze ama-payment plan yo-city council. So yinto ecampaign esilayo kuthiwa I will pay, I will not bribe.
Umupunda uqhubeke ethi ubusela kufanele bulwise ngandlela zonke, ikakhulu ngesikhathi uhulumende ezekhokhela le nhloso. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguGibson Bebe.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Ngesikhathi ezinye izakhamizi zakobulawayo zisithi kuxotshwe amakhansila aleli dolobho kubunjwe ikhomishini ezaphatha intambo, inhlanganiso yezakhamizi ebulawayo Progressive Residents Association ithi isisekelo sombuso asikuvumeli lokho. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Inhlanganiso yeBupra ibize umhlangano yamema izakhamizi kanye lezethekeli ebezivela kwamanye amadolobho bezobonisana ngendaba yekhomishini osekuthiwa kumele ithathe izikhundla zamakhansila wona axotshwe. Laloba kunjalo, umqondisi weBupra umnumzana Emmanuel Ndlovu uthi isisekelo sombuso asivumeli ukubunjwa kwekhomishini ngoba leli nyathelo liphikisana lokunikezwa umbuso wezabelo omunyethwe isisekelo sombuso i-devolution yesilungu. Lokhu kugcizelelwe ligqwetha umnumzana Jabulani Mhlanga othi umthetho we-Urban Councils Act uyavumela ukuxotshwa kwamakhansila lawo ayabe esetheswa amacala bese kusiba lokhetho, hathi ukudiliza ikhansili yonke kubunjwe ikhomishini. Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, umgcini sihlalo weBupra, uthi bakhangela umthetho lolwazi lokuthi kwamanye amadolobho abake baba lamakhomishina kwahamba njani.
Kodwa kuliqiniso ukuqala ukusiyananzela ukuthi ama-councillors nxa ekhethwa akhethwa ngabantu kuyindlela yedemokhrasi esiyihloniphayo. Umuntu ukhansila owakhethwayo olokuganga kwakho okusegcekeni oyinto engayisiyo loyo khansila sitogangileyo kaphume. Ngayisebunyile uzaba replace ngendlela esemthethweni yama-by-election.
Lanxa isisekelo sombuso sikubeka sobala ukuthi uhulumende akalamandla okufaka ikhomishini, ezinye izakhamizi zakobulawayo lokhe zifuna ukuthi ikhomishini ifakwe. Omunye wawo unkosikazi Patricia Chabalala othi ikhomishini yiyo ezaba ngumlamlankunzi kukho konke okukhona ekhansilini.
Mina ngithi ikhomishini ayibe khona iyezaba ngumlamlankunzi phakathi kwaleli bandla elilama councillors angenzi kahle. Yona ikhomishini yakhona ingafakwa noma ifakwe yizanu PF ngoJulay ngayo, ingayilahla sizayithwalisa nzima.
Umnumzana Welshman Manciyane Ndiweni owake waba ngukhansila entumbane uthi akukhutshwe bona labo abaphambanisayo kwenziwe iphethishini.
Ngoba ikhomishini ezafakwa izabe ipolitikali, izabe sihlale phansi ipolitibhuro yezanu badiscuss ukuthi ngubani kumele babe ngamakhomishinas. The best thing okwakhathesi asikhupheni bona labo kumbe banguteni kwenziwe iphetishini.
Umnumzana Lungani Ndebele uthi bakuzwile ukuthi amakhomishini awasebenzi ngendlela abafuna ngayo kodwa bazimisele ukuthi bazibonele.
After ukuza okuvela kwamanye amadolobho okugoqela iHarare leGweru ama-problems esihlangene lawo, yes kuzwile ukuthi khona ama-commissions awaperformi ngendlela ama-residents a-expecta ngayo.
UZulu uveze ukuphatheka kakhulu ngoba ethi idolobho lakobulawayo alikho ezandleni ezinhle zenkokheli etheswa amacala enkohlakalo. Iningi lithi ikhomishini ingcono kakhulu ukuze kukhitshwe izigilamkhuba ezikhokhelayo. Ingxabangxoza yedolobho lakobulawayo iqale kumaviki amathathu adluleyo ngemva kokuxotshwa kukasiba lukhulu wedolobho umnumzana Christopher Dube. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Okay.
belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo 6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Lalani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave ku short wave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Umthethwandaba we-nomination court namhla wamukele amagama abazancintisa kukhetho lokudinga umeli weMangwe loweGlenview South edalele eParliamente oluza kwenziwa mhla ka-7 ngompandula. Abamela izigaba zombili babhubhe ngenyanga edluleyo. Ozancintisa esigabeni seMangwe eMathebeleland South emele ibandla leZANU-PF ngunkosikazi Hlalani Mgoni, ongunkosikazi kamoyi owayephethe lesi sikhundla umnumzana obedingwa Mgoni. Ibandla le-MDC lona lizamelwa ngumnumzana Vincent Sihlabo, yena otshele untungameli inkomo we-Studio 7 ngemva kokubhalisa i-nomination court namuhla ukuthi ukhangelele ukunqoba.
Ngingathi ngilulungiselele mpela ukhetho lele ngoba ku-harmonized election bengi-contesta njalo. Ngiwabhodile uMangwe, amawadi amaningi ngiwafikile ngaba-explainela engifisa khona ukuthi ngingabasebenzela kanjani, lokuthi njalo ngicela ukuthi bangithume bona kuhulumende ngibamele ngezikhalazo abalazo. Yikho ngingathi ngilungiselele mpela njalo kuse lo msebenzi othile kufanele ngiwenze before ama-elections lawa asikayo i-by-election ekamhlaka 7 September.
Yiziphi lezo nhlupho okhuluma ngazo abantu bezigaba sakho ababhekane lazo?
Isigaba seMangwe babaNkomo sine nhlupho engingazifaka kumakhategori amabili ikakhulu. IMangwe yindawo ewomileyo. Amanzi yiluhlupho lwabantu kakhulu engilubonayo. Amanzi okunatha namanzi ezifuyo. Then i-infrastructure yeMangwe since yachiwa ngombuso we-regime nanamhla lokhu njalo nje. Imigwaqo ayilungiswanga, akula mabhriji. Yikho into ebengikhuluma ngazo ukuthi ngingazama ngamandla wonke ukuthi lezo zinto ibe ngama-priorities ami, ikakhulu amanzi.
Njengoba wancintisa wanqotsha kukhetho olwedluleyo, kukhona yini osokuguqukile obona kungenza unqobe kulolu khetho?
Ye, ngingathi kukhona okutshintshileyo babaNkomo, ngoba abantu bakithi basuka bagadiswa nje ibhiza elingayindawo ngemva kwekhu eyayenzakalayo. Ngoba abantu basuka baba lethemba ukuthi maybe uza kuba lo tshintsho, but instead utshintsho olukhona lusukela abawesi thina besihamba sibatshela ukuthi uSwazi lolu abaphuma kulo obebelitshaywa ngoSwazi nje olunomali sebezatshaywa ngoSwazi oluqine ukudlula lokhu. Ngilethemba i-economy liyikhangele le ndlela abantu abaphethe ngayo liyikhangele isiwesi kula le abebekiyo ngesikhathi sikababa uRobert Mugabe. Yikho ngithemba i-economy isibonisile ukuthi la amadoda akhona awesi abakwazi lapha abaya khona. Yikho kufuneka abantu abatsha abanjengathi.
Lowo ngumnumzana Vincent Sihlabo omela ibandla le-MDC kukhetho lokudinga umeli weMangwe edalele eParliamente. Oncintisana layo unkosikazi Hlalani Mgoni, yena uthe ubengeke ekhulume ngoba ubephakathi komango. Elupane West, khona amabandla ancintisayo kukhetho lokudinga umeli wesigaba lesi ePhalamende aphakathi kokudinga usekelo njalo kusasa umkhokheli we-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa uza kwenza umhlangano omkhulu kulesi sigaba. Kodwa ilunga leZANU-PF umnumzana Believe Gawule uthi i-MDC idlalisa isikhathi ngoba ibandla lakhe lizawuphinda umphehlo ngokunqoba njalo.
Okwakathethila nxa ngingekho khona ngale, kodwa ama-reports engiwatholayo wonke njengoba siyabrifana nje ngokusa kwamalanga ngokwenzakalayo, kodwa kukhanya umsebenzi uhamba kuhle kakhulu. Nama-reports esiwatholayo akuyakhanya ukuthi umsebenzi uyahamba nanxa nje kulokunye ukubambeka abathile emsebenzi eminingi, kodwa abanye i-decision iyenza umsebenzi omuhle kakhulu. Umsebenzi uyahamba sibili, kuyatshengisa ukuthi kuyakhombisa ukuhlisoka ukuthi i-constituency lena kayilahlekanga, iza kuyela njalo endaweni yayo.
Kodwa nxa sikhangela ukudilika komnotho ngaliboni yini ukuthi abantu bengalihlamukela besithi selehlulekile ukulungisisa umnotho mhlawumbe bavotele amanye amabandla.
Khonokho ke ngicela uNkulunkulu asigcine siphila kuze kufike ke umhla ka-3 ubone ukuthi akukho ebantwini khonokho. Impumela yakhona izakhombisa khonokho kulokuthula, gangaza kulokuthula, akula msindo, wonke umuntu ukhululekile ukuthi akagangazele. Ngakho ke asilindeni sibone impendulo, impumela ezaphuma izatshengisa njalo iyakhombisa ukuthi iZANU-PF iyenzani njalo abantu bayibamba njani.
Ngitsho lasemangwe kanye laseGlenview South ubona linqoba.
Kakhulu iphekiwe yavuka imbiza esokufela ukuthi sifakulule kuphela.
Lowo ngumnumzana Belief Gawule, ilunga lebandla leZANU PF, ubexoxa icingweni lo ntungabeli inkomo weStudio 7 esecholocho. Live Talk namuhla sixoxa ngemizamo kahulumende eyokulwisana lamacala enkohlakalo i-corruption kulandela ukubotshwa kukamphathintambo wezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe unkosikazi Prisca Mufumira othiwa wachaphaza imali efika phose izigidi eziyinkulungwane i-$95 million. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlela. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Sokuqhamuke ukufuthelana phakathi kwele Melika lele Sweden, kulandela ukungenela kukamongameli Donald Trump, kudaba lokubotshwa komhlabeleli womculo we-rap wele Melika, u-ASAP Rocky owabotshwa wele Sweden. Ele Iran lidubule isikhali sohlobo lwe-medium range missile njengendlela yokusilolonga kusehlakalo esikhwezelwe kufuthelana okukhona phakathi kwelizeleli lamanye amazwe angentshonalanga kwisigaba se-Persian Gulf. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Tsikamayi Francis Bere obekuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olukahulumende welemelika olweMandela Washington Fellowship ngomnyaka ka-2017 njalo olwela amalungelo oluntu usethole isicoco sabasakhulayo esithiwa Young Leaders Award, sona esilenjongo yokuthakazelela imisebenzi yabatsha abakumsebenzi wokulwela amalungelo oluntu. Asizweni amazwi kaBere ekhuluma leStudio 7 ngalesi isicoco.
I find this award to be giving me a lot of encouragement for myself but also for the people that I work with.
Ukuthola umklomelo lo kuyanginikeza inkuthazo. Kuyaveza ukuthi bakhona abantu abaphila emazweni abathakazelela umsebenzi esiwenzayo kwela Afrika. Umklomelo lo ungaphansi kwesihloko esithi Young Leaders Award. Njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, ukuthola umklomelo lo kuyangitshengisa ukuthi bakhona abantu abathakazelela ubukhokheli kwabantu abasakhulayo. Kuyathakazelela umsebenzi esiwenzayo njengabatsha kwele Afrika.
What young people are doing, not only myself, but young people across the continent.
Lo ngumnumzana Tsikamayi Francis Bere ongosakhulayo othole isicoco se-Young Leaders Award ubexoxa ke sixoxela ise-Washington DC. Kule midlalo yenguqu emithathu ebimele idlalwe kulimpelaviki edluliselwe phambili kwisigaba se-Castleleger Premier Soccer League njengoba kulamaqembu alabadlali abaningi abahambe leqembu lesizwe lama Warriors kwele Mauritius. Intatheli zindaba yethu ezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Imidlalo edluliselwe phambili ngabalisa umdlalo obekumele ube phakathi kweqembu le-Highlanders lele-Bulawayo Chiefs, owe-Chicken Inn lele-Herentals kanye lomdlalo obekumele ube phakathi kweqembu le-Triangle le-Yada. Iqembu le-Highlanders labadlali abane kuqembu lama-Warriors elizadlala lele-Mauritius kuhlandla lakuqala elesigaba sakuqala esomncintiswano we-African Nations Championship kumbe iChan ngamafitshane. Amaqembu athele Chicken Inn kanye lele-Yada wona labadlali abathathu kuqembu lesizwe. Emidlalweni ezadlalwa kusasa kuviki yechumi lesithupha, iqembu le-Chapungu lizadlala lele-Manyika Diamonds ngasemandaba, iqembu le-Black Rhinos lizadlala lele-FC Platinum ngase-National Sports Stadium, kuthi iqembu le-Dynamos lizadibana lele-Harare City ngase-Rufaro. ngensonto iqembu leMshwane Stars izadlala lele ZPC Kariba ngase Trojan Mine. Iqembu leCapes United lizamqilana lele ngeze Platinum Stars ngase National Sports Stadium, kuthi iqembu leHwange lizamukela eLittle One ngase Colliery. Sikhangele ibhola lokuqaga. Umphathi ntambo wezemidlalo uKirsty Coventry usethembise iqembu ebelimele ilizwe emidlalweni yezizwe zomhlaba ukuba ngemva kwamaviki amabili lizathola imivuzo evela uhulumende njengesibongo sokuba lidlale kuhle kumncintiswano okudinga intshantshu zomhlaba jikelele.
Went out there and represented the country extremely well. I would like to share with you all that
lisenze sazigqaja ngokuba izizalwane zaseZimbabwe ngokuyamela ilizwe ngendlela ebukekayo. Ngithanda ukulazisa ukuba njengokhulumende siphezulu ukulilungisela isibongo elingasithola ngemva kwamaviki amabili kuyindlela yokulibonga ngokusebenza gadalala elikwenzekile.
Iqembu leZimbabwe liphutshelise endaweni yethoba mnembili phakathi kwamaqembu alitshumi lesithupha angene kumncintiswano oqhutshwe ensukwini ezisanda kwedlula owe-Vitality Netball World Cup. Bekungokwakuqala ukuba iqembu elimela ilizwe leZimbabwe liphatheke kuleli zinga lemidlalo yebhola lokuqaga, njalo abaningi abalandela ezemidlalo bebengakhangelelanga ukuba lingadlala ngendlela elidlale ngayo, njalo bebecabanga ukuthi liza kuba ngumthatshuzwa njengoba belilungiselele ngendlela engacacanga. Sikhangele umdlalo kakhilikithi. Amaqembu athele Bejazz kanye lele Tigers yiwaza kuba ngabaqali besiziba kusasa ekuqaleni kwemidlalo yalonyaka eSpa Bonza 2020 Cricket League. Lo mdlalo ukhangelelwe ukuqala sokugamenxa ihola lesikhombisa ekuseni, njalo uzalendela ngoza kuba phakathi kweqembu leHawks lona elizadibana lele Sabres, ikanti umdlalo wesithathu uza kuba phakathi kweBlazers kanye leRaptors. Ngensonto umdlalo wokuqala uza kuba phakathi kweqembu leSabres kanye leBlazers, kuthi owesibili uzadlalwa phakathi kweTigers kanye leHawks, kuthi owesithathu wona uza kuba phakathi kweqembu leRaptors kanye leBlazers. Yonke le midlalo iqhutshelwa endaweni yeOld Mutual Heath Street Multisport Academy. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo Woza Friday namhlanje silabaculi bomdumo kaMaskandi abeqembu elizibiza ngokuthi Macwebese lalona elikhokhelwa nguVuyani Golide. Amalunga leliqembu izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenzela kwele South Africa. Asizweni bexoxa lentatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Swanda.
Umdumo kaMaskandi uthakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi kakhulu eMzantsi Afrika. Oyikho kwenza abaculi abaningi abadabuka kweZimbabwe behlala eGoli labo bangene kulo mculo.
Kure unge sasenze.
UVuyani Golide ukokhela uMacwebezela.
Igama lami nguVuyani ngwakoChuma, zalwa eZimbabwe kobulawayo ePlumtree. Ngifunde khona esilima ngakhulela khona. Wathi ke ngo-2009 ngakhuphuka ngaze eGoli, okuyikho lapho engenza khona umculo wami noma engihlabelela ngikhona. Ngihlabela nje ngiseGoli njengamanje.
OkaGolide uthi ezokucula zasegazini njalo ngezomdeni wakhe.
Umuntu wayengenza ngathanda ukuhlabelela mina umalume wami okuwutshwala benyoni engaqala ngagida kuye kuze kube yimanje kodwa ngisasebenzisana naye. UMaskandi ngumculo engikhule ngawo engiwuthanda kakhulu engikhule kubana ukhuluma ngesintu kakhulu ugxile esintwini owemukele kahle kakhulu umculo wami.
Idlalate leli limumethe uluju kuphela. Lilenye njalo ingoma ekhuluma ngombhuqazwe owekhukhura hundi, njalo selitholakala ezitolo.
Isitili amacwebezela liyatholakala ngemali engango 50 rand uma ungabe use-South Africa. Uyafonela kule number 074 357 4 1 056 noma uWhatsApp lapho uZimbabwe eBotswana noma uliphilizwe nawe unemvume ya WhatsApp lapho sina indlela yokuthi ifinyelele kuwe.
Singakagqibi uhlelo lwethu lwe-Hoza Friday, mlayezo bani othiyela uZulu.
Abaqhubeke nje besithande, besixhase, besithengele umculo wethu. Sezoqhubeka sibenzele okuhle futhi ukuzobajabulisa. Noma ungene ku-group ku-Facebook laphana uzothosearch amacwebezela. Uzothola lapho ke, uzothola lapho ukuthi ukwazi ukuzidawunlodela lona i-CD. Udawunlode nje ingoma oyifunayo. Izoba selitholakala nje kuleleli viki elinqalayo. I-CD lethu siyabonga kakhulu.
Abaculi abaningi baseZimbabwe ngodubo lokungatholi inzuzo ephilisayo ekhaya sebenyuka abawela ngoludela bangena eGoli ukuthi bapheke imculo yabo. Kuleveke bese logolide weqembu lemacwebezela kuhlelo hoza Hoza Friday, ingoma zabo zomdumo kamasikandi ezitshaywa ngobunono obukhulu. Ibe lempela sonto elithukela igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Bani.
Umculo ke olo kamasikandi liqembe elizwiza ngokuthi macwebezela lona ke likhokhelwa nguVuyani Golide izizalwana zeZimbabwe ezisebenzela kwele South Africa bebelo Ezra Jesus Banda kuhlelo Hoza Friday. Ayike silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Si
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.